they'd be called a Jenny?
Or a Jenny, yeah.
And the males would Jenny. Be a Jack?
Jack.
Okay.
Ass.
Okay. Jackass. Would the females be called she-asses ever?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's great. All right. Would you, what's a bronco?
A bronco? You mean in a person or a bronco buster? Or a bronco is a horse that they're breaking.
Okay.
That has,
okay.
You know, hasn't been broke yet.
Okay.
And it's,
okay.
And the bronco busters are the men that break them.
Is that the same as a green horse or a broom tail? Are those words that
no,
are familiar?
No, a broom tail is something else. Raymond could tell you that.
Okay.
But it's a little different.
Okay.
Do you know what it is?
Broomtail? Well, just variations on wild horses aren't
yeah,
broken.
It's
yeah,
it's a different
not the same
breed.
Thing.
No,
yeah.
It's a different breed of
yeah.
horse.
Yeah. Depending on where you are,
yeah.
there are variations.
It's a
yeah.
more of a wild
yeah.
horse,
yeah.
I think.
Did y'all ever use, or did you ever hear of an animal, it's a little shorter than a donkey or a mule, but it's called a B-U-R-R-O?
Burro, oh, of course.
Yeah. Did y'all use those as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I had a burro I rode to school on. And I went to school at a school named Cracker Jack, and it was on Cat Creek.
Cracker Jack on Cat Creek.
No, I rode a burro to school.
That. That is really funny. Did they have a name for a string of horses that were all strung together that you might take out if you were going to be gone a long time?
I know they do have, but as I say,
okay.
we better quit because my mind is kind of getting dead.
Okay. There are only about four more here, so let's come to
okay.
this page. Would that be called a Remuda? Is that a word that's familiar?
No, that word isn't familiar.
Okay. Did you have we've mentioned a lot of animals. Did you have any other animals that you might have had as pets? I'm thinking of the one that. Irish setters or things like that that people.
We always had, of course, we always had a dog, but we had a prairie dog once that was a pet, and it was just the cutest little thing it ever
okay.
was.
A prairie dog.
Uh huh. It was mother's pet, and it would sit on her lap, and we'd get close to it, and it'd just bark and raise the dickens. It wouldn't want us to get near her.
Would there be a, would people on your head a name for a dog of mixed breed that wasn't a purebred? What would they?
A cur.
Okay. Okay. Could you ever call it a mutt?
Huh?
Would they have ever called it a mutt?
A mutt? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But a mutt was a dumb dog.
Okay.
More than a cur.
Okay.
A mutt was just a Heinz.
Okay. Two other things. One is, was there a name for orphaned animals like a calf or a lamb? Or a horse? Did they have names for them if they had been orphaned at a young age? Did they call
no,
them
I don't remember that.
A dogie or a if they would have called a sheep a lamb a pinko or a bum lamb.
No, I don't remember
okay.
ever calling. We didn't
okay.
have that name
okay.
used out at the ranch anyway.
Okay. And the last thing, I'm wondering about animal calls. Was there some way you would have called the cows in at night to get them to come?
Yeah, but there's no certain call. It's just
what,
all your own.
Okay. What are some of the ways that people would call in cows, or how would you have done that, or how?
Sue cow. No, what is it? I don't know. We really never called them in because we always
mm-hmm.
went out and got them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember calling an animal in, but
mm-hmm.
there is. I know people that do call them in a small area, but. When you have, you know, 500 head of cattle or something, you don't call them in. You go
yeah.
out on a horse and
yeah.
get them.
Yeah. How about chickens? Oh, I'm sure there were so many you didn't call them either. But
oh,
there...
you call little chickens, just chick, 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 chick,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
And things like that.
Hey, now.